Warning.
Warning.
You are about
to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The happy hour is upon us. I am broadcasting from the shop right here with Fancy Ryan, and we are going to launch an inaugural Friday Night Live at 6 p.m. The Five Points right here in beautiful Waukesha, Wisconsin. They close down the downtown. They bring in the live bands. And they're bringing in 5:40 a.m. in the Shaw 101 FM. We're going to broadcast, and I'm going to throw in a little variety. I don't know what I'm going to talk about tonight, but if you want to come down, I'm going to give away a couple of free radios. I'm going to be at the Farmers Market tomorrow morning in Waukesha, and this kind of kicks off the Summer of Love 2.0 Boosted Boogaloo. You know, we're doing it Shaw style. So looking forward to that. There is some breaking news. Peter Navarro was indicted earlier today, and now he's got another grievance. He missed his appearance on the Mike Huckabee Show.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I'd be torqued too.
And that's important.
Speaking to the press in the wake of the Department of Justice charging him with contempt of Congress, former Trump advisor Peter Navarro warned Trump voters that they're not coming for me and Trump; they're coming for you. Sounds kind of ominous, doesn't it?
Wow.
They're coming for you.
I was told,
you
know, they're coming for our hamburgers.
It's interesting to me, as I'm reading the Peter Navarro article, the digital is trying to pump me, you know, buy some Green Bay Packer tickets. Perhaps in association with the Green Bay Packer sweep, I think they've, you know, sort of mischaracterized my interest with this article. A little bit more here. Navarro went to lament what he sees as the undue punishment of the citizens of this country and the disregard for the Constitution. He also apparently is upset at the disregard for public appearances. Yeah, man, if I got arrested going from here to, you know, the Friday Night Live, I'd be torqued. Anyways, I was on my way to Nashville today to do a TV appearance with Mike Huckabee Show. And instead of coming to my door where I live, instead of calling me and saying, "Hey, we need you to come down to the court. We got a warrant for you." I would have gladly come. What'd they do? They intercepted me getting in the plane.
No, except they did invite you. They subpoenaed you to show up, and you said no. So they came at a time of their convenience, you see, when
you refuse to honor the subpoena, you have less say over the means of delivery.
Just throwing it out there. I thought that's how the law worked. That's my understanding of it. I'm no lawyer.
Well, as the article points out, Navarro was charged with refusal to appear for a deposition for refusing to supply documents to the House Select Committee investigating the attack of hundreds of Trump supporters seeking to block the congressional certification of Joe Biden as the 2020 election winner. And the committee, which is examining whether Trump top aides and other senior Republicans instigated or directed the attack, believes Navarro could have information pertinent to the probe. Pertinent, I tell you. Yeah, like the Green Bay sweep he's been talking about on MSNBC. The committee said it had information showing that Navarro worked with former Trump political advisor Steve Bannon to delay Congress's certification of and ultimately change the outcome of the November 20 presidential. Yeah, that's what you're going to be charged with soon. They want to talk to you about it. No wonder he doesn't want to appear. I don't want to go confess. Because he, of course, is guilty of greater crimes. And the fact that his greatest concern today is missing an appearance on Mike Huckabee Show. I mean, really.
I mean,
Mike Huckabee show?
If Dylann Roof can get Burger King, why can't he stop for Mike Huckabee just to make an appearance? It's just a couple minutes.
You know, he could have phoned it in, Zoomed it. I'm sure they have Wi-Fi down at the, you know, federal courthouse where they arraigned you earlier today. So apparently, Peter...
Yeah, zoom in on your phone, man.
Poor Peter. Oh, they handcuffed him.
Oh, yeah. You have to get the officer to hold the camera for you during the... You know, if you were cuffed. Yeah.
You know, I didn't realize they went so far as to handcuff him.
That's a shame.
As a man who's been publicly handcuffed, it's a little humiliating. Now, I didn't have the real handcuffs. I had the fascist zip ties of the former Walker administration. My crime, singing. His crime, apparently contempt of Congress. A little bit more about the Peter Navarro kind of having a bad day. He had a bad day. Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro was reportedly outraged about being arrested at the airport Friday. Instead of at his home, we talked about that part. Navarro, who has repeatedly promoted Donald Trump's big lie and the election was stolen, is the architect of the Green Bay sweep. You know, you besmirch Vince Lombardi just calling it that. A plan to overturn the 2020 presidential was indicted by a federal grand jury on contempt of Congress charges. But as CNN's Paul Reed notes, not only was Navarro indicted, he's been arrested and remains in custody. This is unusual for a contempt case. So, subsequently, he must have been released, I suspect. Civil liberties and national security journalist Marcy Wheeler adds, Navarro complained to the judge he had been handcuffed and put in a jail cell. Well, that's what they do to contemptuous bastards like you.
Haven't they been saying lock her up or lock him up or lock? So wouldn't that apply to the same people if other people have committed crime? Just throwing it out there.
Well, I don't know if you know Fancy Brian, but he was literally served by the FBI last week at the house.
But if only they had invited him then nicely, he would have done it.
Well, he didn't respond to that subpoena, and that's why he was indicted.
Huh.
So, anyways, a little bit more from this. Navarro, I actually live right next to the FBI. Literally right next to the FBI. What did they do? They let me go all the way to the airport, board the plane. I guess he meant plane. Come at me, put me in handcuffs. Don't tase me, bro.
Hey, man, when the warrant comes down, the warrant comes down. That's when they go after you.
Put me in a jail cell. I was more than willing to find modus vivendi. I don't know what modus vivendi means. I'll have to ask the legal expert, James Santel.
I think it's probably something like coming in your own free will.
Oh, I thought perhaps it was a cheap rat.
Probably that too.
Would you like a carafe of the modus vivendi?
I could say sum puella non pulchra, but then that would mean I'm not a pretty girl.
Navarro has been representing himself, Reed added, and has been publicly complaining about the FBI's loud service of a subpoena at his home last week. So last week, the subpoena that he again failed to respond to at the house where he lives next to the FBI. And then this week, an indictment as he's getting on the plane and a lot of whining and moaning and bitching because they put him in handcuffs in a jail cell. And said, why didn't you bring it to the house? Well, last week you were torqued off. They brought it to the house.
Stop hitting yourself, bro.
Prosecutors initially asked Navarro's indictment to be under seal, citing the possibility he could flee or tamper with witnesses or evidence. Flee to Tennessee? If I was going to flee, I wouldn't go to Tennessee. I might flee from Tennessee. I've been there.
Lots of people get lost there.
It's a lovely place. The people less so.
It's a gateway to the backwoods of Kentucky.
Kind of. While last week Navarro was angered, the FBI served him a subpoena at his home. Friday, he was angered. He was arrested at the airport and reportedly specifically complained to the judge that he was arrested at the door of an airplane. Navarro is on a lengthy rant about his treatment by the FBI, according to the National Law Review. I was a distinguished public servant for 4 years. I'm not so sure.
Distinguished
public servant. I'll give you public servant. Even that, I'm going to air quote public servant.
You were in the public.
No one ever complained about my ethics. Yes, we did. We complained specifically about you, Peter Navarro, your ethics.
I believe there have been official complaints about his ethics.
And the Green Bay sweep. And, you know, maybe they got him at the airport because they feared he was fleeing. Although, you know, Tennessee, not a jumping off point to many places. Anyways, Rocky Top, 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. I got a Legal Eagle joining me here in the Shaw studio soon. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santel. But in the meantime, your legal opinions, your rampant speculation, your stoner visions, they're all welcome here. Lightly screened by our pal Evan at 844-967-2789. Our pal Mark from the SAC, probably soberish. Welcome, Mark. I tease because it's Friday.
Yeah, I wish I'm still abstaining, keeping an eye on my liver, but it's just disgusting that, you know, Navarro is wanking about this. And getting back to the whole gun thing, it's just ridiculous now that you don't know when some of these people are just going to go off. I mean, you got the Republicans flashing their gun around like, you know, that. I'm wondering if he even had his pants on, that guy down in Florida playing with his pistols, his semi-automatics, and showing them off and complaining about, oh, I can't fit this clip into this magazine into this. Well, get a Natchez catalog. You can probably order the 10-shot magazines for each and every one of those firearms, nitwit. I mean, it is just ridiculous that these guys are allowed to get away with this stuff, because the media should just hammer these guys on this stuff. Hammer them with how idiotic they are. I mean, I'm a firearms owner and I'm a hunter, but I don't fetishize, you know, my firearms like the way these guys do. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Are they 10? I mean, and this is their newest tinker toy. I mean, and I guess that's an old reference for some people.
I believe the proper term is ammosexuals.
Good one.
Appreciate your call, Mark. Have a wonderful weekend. Come back. More of the Devil's Advocates. Your Friday grievances, you can air them right here at 844-967-2789.
Who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Business ethics.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Yeah, that's a joke, son. Don't you get it?